It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We have a sign this morning that the plan to overhaul health care may be changing under pressure. The sign came from Kathleen Sebelius. She's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and that makes her a key voice for the president's health care proposals. She said it is not essential that the health care plan include a public health insurance option that would compete with private insurance companies. Sebelius told ABC and CNN the administration just wants some form of greater competition. In a moment, we'll talk about that shift with NPR's Cokie Roberts. We begin with the president's efforts to sell his proposals. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
The president's battle on health care is being fought on multiple fronts. There's the messy give and take of trying to win votes in Congress. That's where Secretary Sebelius' comments about compromise come in. There's also the PR campaign, trying to craft a positive message to make the general public believe in what you're doing, and you need to deal with those who are trying to stop you. Fighting the information wars has been a focus for the president's recent healthcare town halls, Mr. Obama told an audience Saturday in Grand Junction, Colorado, that the country has been here before.
That's what happened when FDR tried to pass Social Security. They said that was socialist. They did. Verbatim, that's what they said.
Same with Medicare, he said. Critics accused Presidents Kennedy and Johnson of pushing a government takeover of health care.
These struggles have always boiled down to a contest between hope and fear. It was true when Social Security was born. It was true when Medicare was created. It's true in today's debate.
That talk of hope made this event and other town halls last week in Montana and New Hampshire sound like the 2008 campaign all over again. Just as in the campaign, there were plenty of people who walked away convinced of the president's mission. Kathy LaPerriere is from Evergreen, Colorado. She's a social worker.
I mean, I think we're at a point in history where we do need a change, and no change is going to be easy. I think that there is going to be fear involved. I mean, anytime there's change involved, people are fearful.
Her husband, Dan LaPerriere, is a family physician at a rural hospital. He, too, supports the president, but says he still wants more details from him, particularly on preventive care.
I still would like to hear more about how we can incentivize physicians to encourage patients to lose weight, to control diabetes. Right now we're pushed so much to see so many patients in a short amount of time that I don't see how we can try and encourage them further on those preventive things, which will save money in the long run.
But even if these town halls look like campaign events, the people who come are not all here to lend their support. Far from it. Lorinda Conrad is from Blake Park, Colorado. She's a mortgage broker who said there's a need for healthcare reform, but she's emphatic that the government should not be too involved, or else it will only make things worse.
Where does it stop, and where does the government quit putting their hands in? It's not right. He needs to stay out of it.
The president says he'll pay for the cost of the health care overhaul and the cost of insuring many of the 46 million Americans currently without insurance by cutting out waste in the way health care is currently administered. He has also said he might force people who earn more than $250,000 a year to pay more in taxes. Lorinda Conrad is in that income category. She says she hopes the entire effort dies in Congress, but the president never gets the chance to sign a bill.
I hope that it doesn't get to him. I hope that they really sit back, take a look at what they're doing, who they're going to make pay for this. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with it at all. I think that everyone needs to pay something.
But despite the political and philosophical differences evident within the audience, the town halls the president has hosted have been free of the rancor so prominent at congressional events this month. That, too, seems an important part of the administration's campaign to show the president having a civil give and take to counter all the noise being made elsewhere. Don Gagne, NPR News, in Phoenix.